Hello, everyone. It is the Gutsy Gal. I am back for you. And today we're going to talk about pregnancy preparation, something a lot of women don't really think about. And I'm going to go ahead and just put this disclaimer out. First and foremost, is this is not about you feeling guilty if you've already had children and you didn't prepare for it. That's fine. We have a recovery program too that most women really need to take part in. So we'll talk about that second. But let's talk about getting ready to be pregnant and carrying a child and literally creating a child from your own body. This takes a lot of work and we don't really even think about it. So we're going to talk about pregnancy prep. My name is Dr. Chris Sargent. I am the Gutsy Gal and we are going to have some serious fun today. First of all, if you kind of like what you start to hear, pass it on. You know, send this out to your friends or stick it up on Facebook or, you know, leave me a note that you like what we're doing here. And then I can be a lot more effective if I know what you like and what you don't like. So thanks a lot. And let's get rolling. So let's talk about getting ready to be pregnant. So we're going to create a child and that child is going to live inside us for about 9 months, give or take a few weeks. And everything that you eat not only becomes part of you, but becomes part of this new baby and this new amazing creature that's going to come into your world. So let's rock and roll and let's talk about the best pieces and best things that we can do to create the best environment to have the most healthy body ever, right? Hormones are in play, our gut's in play, our liver's in play, our food, our weight, our sleep, specific nutrients, all these things we need to get ready to go. All right, awesome. So let's talk about hormone control. If you are having trouble getting pregnant and having some infertility issues, then I really want to urge you to try something different first before you jump into a bunch of hormone infiltration into your body. I've seen a lot of negative on the other side of that, and I'm not here to tell you that that's not what you should do, and it's not my judgment to tell you what you need to do and what you don't need to do about getting pregnant. But what I am here to tell you is that sometimes if we can shift our lifestyle a little bit, there are ways that we can shift your hormones naturally and you can naturally get pregnant. So let's think about doing that and address some of our gut issues and our food issues and our inflammation issues, our liver detox, and all those things first. Let's talk about gut. Gut health is so important because it affects every other part of your body. And what you may or may not understand is that it also affects your hormones and your ability to get pregnant, hang on to that pregnancy, and have a healthy pregnancy and not feel gross throughout the whole thing. So let's talk about gut health. You may or may not even be having any kind of constipation or diarrhea or gut symptoms at all. And you can still have what we term as dysbiosis or leaky gut. And we can fix that and find it through a couple of different methods. We can do some stool testing, we can do food sensitivity testing, and we can create a diet that works best for you. So how cool is that? We can also optimize the function of your gut by making sure that you have the right flora in there, the right good bugs, the happy bugs, to make everything work properly. And so that's one piece that just needs to not be ignored as we get ready to be pregnant and have a baby. We need to make sure that our guts are completely healthy. 80% of your immune system is right there around your gut. And so if your immune system is off, then your hormones are going to be off. And if your hormones are off, then your pregnancy and your body is going to feel completely off through most of your pregnancy. So let's clean up the gut first. This is just part of that whole pregnancy preparation. And like I said, the way that we do that is find out specific foods, get you on some sort of kind of, we call it the 4R system. You know, we're going to remove the junk, we're going to put the good bugs in, we're going to like re-inoculate, we're going to replace some of the nutrients that you're taking, and then we're going to retain that for time so that your body can just completely function the best way it can through your pregnancy and through getting pregnant. So what about these liver detoxes or the whole colon blow thing, right? So you go to one of your health food stores and you get colon detox, right? And for a week you poop your guts out. But what that hasn't really done anything except make you poop your guts out for a week. It hasn't restored any of the cellular structure. It hasn't restored any of the cellular function. And you may feel better, but it's going to be very, very temporary. And what we're really looking for is some healing. And we can do that with the proper diet, the proper supplements for a short period of time, doing the right kind of medical foods and probiotics. So that's the beginning part of the plan. Along with that, of course, naturally is going to come maybe some different foods that you need to eat. And we've already talked about food sensitivity testing, and the food that we eat becomes the baby, right? So we want to make sure that we're getting in high nutrient laden food, lots of vegetables, are you hearing me? And lots of protein, because that baby's got to put muscle on, brains, bone, all of that has to do based in our protein that we take in. And that's really, really important for a healthy baby. The other things that we need to do as far as nutrients are concerned, once we've got the gut cleaned up and we've got things kind of rolling, we need to make sure that we're supporting our liver detoxification, because our hormones go through there, but so does everything else. You know, you drive behind some diesel truck and you breathe in all kind of toxins, and we want to be able to make sure that we're clearing those toxins as quickly as we're putting them in. So liver detox and supporting the liver is also super important, and the right nutrients can do that for you, and especially before your pregnancy. A lot of liver detox is not something you want to do while you're pregnant, because a lot of that is just going to end up in the baby. So it's really, really key to do this before you get pregnant and then after, but we'll talk about that later too. And so liver detox, get that done ahead of time. And again, this is not something that you do for 5 days and, you know, drink some olive oil or do something like that. We can do those kind of detoxes with you. But again, supporting the cellular structure in function with the appropriate nutrition allows the cells to do exactly what they were designed to do with the type of nutrition that they need to do their job. So what about weight? I am not a proponent of skinny minis. I am, however, a proponent of healthy weight going into a pregnancy. And we have several weight loss programs that we can do with you, or we can just get you down a little bit so that when you gain the 25 or 30 pounds during your pregnancy, you will come out of that healthier and maybe even weigh less than you did going in. I've had that happen a couple of times. We want to make sure that you don't end up with gestational diabetes, because if you end up with diabetes during your pregnancy, chances are you're going to have it later on after your pregnancy. Yeah, there's a lot of statistics that support that you're going to end up a diabetic later on. But most of that just has to do with food. Diabetes is completely, type 2 diabetes and gestational diabetes are completely controllable through what you eat. So just here to tell you that we can create the right scenario for you in your pregnancy that you can be super, super healthy. So what about cultures? Well, we probably need to culture the area where the baby will be coming out. We need to make sure of what's growing in there, because whatever is growing in there has the potential to cause problems for you and the baby later on. So that's a conversation that we probably need to have in private. And that's something that, that we do in the office. And it's something that I really like to make sure that, that most of my my women who are going to be pregnant have done ahead of time. So that just so you're totally clean and totally cleared up in there, that you won't have any problems with that, that delivery time. So what about sleep? Sleep is very interesting, and if you're not sleeping well, then I'm going to tell you that that is something that you need to get under control before you get pregnant and before you try to carry a baby, because there is no sleep after you get pregnant and after you have this baby. Sleep diminishes throughout the pregnancy for the most part. I think it's just God's way of getting us ready to have that baby and be up and feeding the baby in the middle of the night and all that kind of stuff. So getting your sleep in tune before you get pregnant is super, super important, and getting 6 hours straight in a row helps to control your cortisol levels, your estrogen and progesterone levels. Super key to getting pregnant and staying pregnant in a healthy way. So 6 hours, 6 to 8 hours of sleep or more, if that's what you need, is crucial. Specific nutrients before and during and after your pregnancy include choline. Choline is necessary for proper brain growth in the baby. And we don't, most of our prenatals do not contain choline. And we have to have a special prenatal that, that contains choline to make sure that our baby's brains are functioning properly. The other thing that we need to make sure we get is plenty of folic acid and B-complex vitamins. This helps prevent neural tube defects, and this is something that has been going on for we've known about these nutrients for a very, very, very long time. Folic acid, however, what we know now is that there can be some genetic differences in how folic acid is taken up into your body and transformed in your system to something that's called methylated. Big word, just means either it's active or it's not active in your body. And so we can test to make sure that you are methylating your folic acid. It's a genetic test. It's not a big deal, but we can make sure of that. And doing that also may prevent some other problems down the road as far as blood clots and having a predisposition to heart disease if we know whether there is an MTHFR issue. That's a lot of letters, MTHFR, genetic issue. And again, this is something that we've known about for about 20 years, but now the way technology is, we can find that out specifically for you. And this is really important to make sure that your folic acid is being taken in and used by your body in a proper way. It's folic acid. And then our fish oils, our EPA and DHA omega-3 fish oil. DHA is what helps the brain lay down something called myelin in the body, and myelin covers all the nerves in your central nervous system, and myelin helps that whole central nervous system be able to talk to each other in a proper way. I have a theory that I believe that the low-fat diets are partially responsible for some of the ADD, ADHD, maybe even the autism that we're seeing in such high levels, partially responsible. Now, because our bodies, if you're in your 30s, 40s, 20s, 30s, 40s, have been brought up on this quote, low-fat diet, which means you're not able to myelinate your brain cells the way they should. And if you're creating a baby, you don't have enough extra storage fat in your system to help that baby lay down appropriate myelin in his body or her body either. So taking in a lot of extra fish oil before and during your pregnancy is absolutely necessary. Those can be taken in very high doses throughout the whole time before, during, and after your pregnancy. And not only does it help to decrease inflammation and make your body happier, and it makes your cells happier and healthier and more pliable, but it also helps to lay down that good layer of fat called myelin on your brain and your baby's brain. So hopefully, although this one's been a little bit of a shorter, more condensed version of the Gutsy Gal, hopefully you've learned a lot and that you can have a different view of pregnancy now and being able to actually have a plan to get ready to get pregnant instead of just winging it, which is fine too. I know that happens. And we can support you nutritionally through that pregnancy in a much better way, either way, because we have the nutrients that are absolutely necessary for you to really be making that very, very healthy baby. So I want to thank you. I want to thank Barry Schimmel at MicroShare International because he helps me create these podcasts and put them out there. And he's an awesome resource for anybody who's looking to do that. And I also have a few other sponsors, and I'm looking for sponsors always, you know. Barrington Allstate, Casey Printing, Mechanical 24, Tina's Closet, who has the most amazing bras ever, and again, MicroShare International. If you have any questions that you would like to bring up, my number is 630-473-3337. It's 473-3337. Or you can call us at the office for an appointment, 630-682-5090. That's Restore Healing Center. I am Dr. Chris Sargent, the Gutsy Gal, and I look forward to talking to you soon. Our next issue will be on pregnancy recovery, and that's something that I had a personal experience with, and I get to tell you all about what I learned in my own personal experience. So super excited about doing that. Again, I'm Dr. Chris Sargent, the Gutsy Gal. With faith, grace, and gratitude, have a fabulous day.